over in the time in which these fables do unwind. Some to give aid, some to play tricks, some to break things, some to fix. So listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
How's school going?
Fine.
Is fine like failing or average or what?
Fine is fine.
All right. Well, thought about what colleges you're gonna apply to yet?
No.
You should. You're a junior already. You should.
I know what grade I'm in.
I know you know, but you don't know how much time college apps take. I can help you.
I don't need your help.
And I don't need your attitude.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Kai, don't play dumb. What's up?
Nothing.
Are you ever gonna talk to me? Did I buy you this coffee for nothing?
I can pay you back.
I don't want you to pay me back.
Fine.
I want you to talk to me.
I am talking to you. We were having a conversation until you started being weird.
Conversation? You can call it that when you say more words than fine, nothing, and whatever.
Whatever.
Case in point. Look, I get it. I was an angsty teen once, a long, long time ago.
2 years ago?
I, too, kept feelings bottled up inside.
I don't have feelings.
Great, so I'll tell Sam Richards that you haven't had a crush on them since they let you borrow their pencil in math class 3 weeks ago since, you know, you don't have feelings.
Did you read my diary?
No, I just bumped into your friend Stacy yesterday. She really likes to talk, unlike some people.
You're snooping on me through my friends and then getting mad at me for not talking to you? Hilarious.
I told you I bumped into her. And it's not my fault that my sibling never talks to me, so the only way for me to know anything about their life is through their friends.
I never talk to you? Why would I even hang out alone with you if we never talk?
I don't know. Why do you hang out with me and not talk?
You've been pretty busy with college stuff. Maybe you're the one who hasn't been talking to me. Maybe I don't have anything to talk about.
So your phone bill is so high because you call your friends and sit in silence for hours?
They're my friends.
And I'm your sibling.
So?
So you have nothing to say to me? You used to tell me everything. What changed?
I grew up.
Grown-ups talk to each other about their problems. Did you know that?
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, cut the crap, Kai. Are you really gonna spend the rest of your life not talking to me?
I'm fine with that.
Well, I'm not.
Unless you can find a way to go back in time and change what you did, you can never fix it.
What I did? What?
Hi. Sorry to interrupt, but...
I'm sorry. Was Kai being too loud?
A little bit.
I'm sorry about that. We can leave.
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, I just wanted to see if there was anything I could help with.
You want to help us? What are you, like 12?
Kai, don't be rude.
I'm 13.
Good for you, kid.
Just because I'm a kid doesn't mean I can't help.
We just have some adult problems.
That's stupid. I bet if you guys were kids, you wouldn't be arguing like that.
What are you talking about? Kids argue all the time.
Yeah, but when kids argue, they usually talk about why they're upset. You're avoiding the problem.
Hey!
Kai, come on. She's a kid. And she's right.
Shut up. I'm still not talking to you.
But you just talked to him, though.
You?
Why don't you quit being stupid and admit you need my help?
Oh yeah, sure. I totally need your help, you stupid little brat.
Kai, come on.
She was... Holy crap.
What?
Oh my god.
How?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, my kid. I'm like 10 again.
You think you have it bad? I'm a teenager. Holy crap. Does my degree still count? Did I even go to college?
What are you talking about? Of course you went to college.
Not if we went back in time. Did we time travel?
Time travel?
Yeah. Yeah. You were talking about turning back time or something, right? Did you do this?
What? How the hell would I do this?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe you stopped talking to me because you discovered you had time powers and had to protect me.
Seriously? Time powers?
I don't know the technical term. Am I right?
I guess. Now it's time to admit it.
You really have time powers?
No, you moron. Of course I don't.
Then how did you do this? Because I sure as hell didn't.
Neither did I.
I did. You said you needed my help.
You did this to us?
Think of it as giving you a fresh perspective.
Turn us back now!
Only the person who started this can end it.
Aren't you the one who did this?
I made you into kids, but I did not start this fight.
Kai?
I...
This is how old we were when...
Good luck!
What the... Where did she go? So this is what you wanted? You needed to be 12 again to talk to me?
I didn't ask for this.
But you caused it.
Why are you acting like it's my fault? It was the kid. She told us herself.
It doesn't matter. We're 4 years in the past, but we're still having the same argument. If resolving this gets us back to the right time, then that's what we're going to do.
I didn't turn back time. Nobody did. That kid just made us younger, but nothing else changed. Mom's still dead.
Is that what this is about? Is that why you didn't talk to me for 5 years? Because Mom died? Is it? What, do you think I'm the reason?
You left.
What are you talking about?
Mom died, and you left anyway.
I went to college.
You should have stayed. We needed you.
I went to school. It's not like I abandoned you guys.
You left. You left me right after Mom died.
What was I supposed to do? Not go to school? Put my life on hold because somebody else died? People die all the time.
How could you say that? Did you care about Mom at all?
Of course.
Then how could you just go to school right after as if nothing happened? As if I didn't need you?
So that's it? I wasn't there for you? Why didn't you call me and talk to me? I could have visited more often. You could have visited me.
You should have just stayed.
You should have told me what you were feeling.
Are you seriously getting mad at me right now?
I'm not mad.
I'm mad at you.
I can't believe you're mad at me for not being there for you when you never told me how you felt.
I can't believe you need to be told you should comfort a kid who's lost a parent. You should just know.
Stop playing the half-orphan pity card. I lost my mom too. I didn't think you should drop out so you could stay at home and comfort
you're
me.
You're the older one.
So what? Just because I'm older, I'm supposed to drop everything for you?
Yes!
Do you know how selfish you're being?
How selfish I'm being? You!
Yeah, I didn't put off college for you, but did you ever consider I needed to go? Did you ever think about how keeping busy and going to school helped me from breaking down every damn day? Or how being away at school kept me from thinking all the time about Mom and all my memories with her? No, you only thought about yourself because, of course, no one else was as hurt by Mom's death as you were. Have you been this much of a dick to Dad these past 4 years, too, because he had to go to work every day? Or was that attitude saved for me? That's what I thought. Hey. We're back to normal. Guess we solved the issue. You needed to learn to grow up. I'll see you back home. Or will you not talk to me for another 4 years if I leave you now?
Ha! Got you! You're it!
No fair! You're bigger!
Then guess you have to be faster. Hey, hey, Kai, shh, are you okay?
No, I'm bleeding.
It's okay. Here, I'll clean it up.
But now your sweater's dirty.
It's just a sweater, silly.
I'm not silly.
Alex, Kai, dinner's ready.
Coming. Last one of the door is a rotten egg.
No fair, you started early.
I win!
You cheated.
Nuh-uh. You're just slow.
Hey, calm down, you two. No fighting.
Yes, Mom.
Kai, what happened? You're bleeding. Are you okay?
I just tripped, Mom. I'm fine.
I thought you were leaving.
I thought so, too.
So what are you still doing here? Leave if you're so good at it.
Will you quit that for a second?
Quit what? Telling it like it is?
Look, maybe I did kind of mess up.
Wow, great apology. You learned that in college?
Hey, I'm trying to fix things here.
How is an apology supposed to fix the past?
I'm not trying to fix the past. I'm trying to fix our relationship now.
Leave me alone.
Come on, talk to me. Kai!
Alex, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Then why are you crying?
I'm not. Jess broke up with me today.
So
that's why I'm sad.
You're sad because Jess broke up with you?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
What? Why is that stupid?
Because Jess is stupid. I don't know why you're even dating them in the first place.
I loved them.
You were dating for like 3 weeks. How could you love them?
Get out.
What?
Did you just come into my room to make fun of me for crying? Get out of here!
Jeez, maybe this is why they broke up with you.
Get out!
What a drama queen.
Kai?
Maybe I did kinda, I don't know. Mess up, I guess.
Great apology. You learned that in school?
Give your own jokes next time.
Why would I need jokes when just looking at your face makes me laugh?
Ha ha. So funny. Maybe I should stop talking to you again.
No way! I'd have to talk to Stacy again. Seriously, though, you owe me.
Stacy's not that bad.
You still owe me.
Fine. What do you want?
I want you to take me to the mall and buy me something expensive. Let's go.
How expensive? I only make minimum wage here.
Yeah, but you don't have student loan debt yet, so you've got more money than me.
I guess. Wait, we should...
Yeah, we should.
Hey, kid!
Rude.
I don't know her name.
Yeah?
Thanks.
For everything.
No problem. I told you kids could help.
Okay, that's not...
Thank you anyway. Kai, shut up.
Yeah, thanks.
Anytime.
Well, bye then. Hey, Kai.
Yeah?
Last one to the door is a rotten egg.
What? What are you, 5? Dude, you started early. You cheated!
God, humans are weird.
Last Call at Bluebell Cafe is a Goose Thunder production. If you enjoyed our show, Please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking our website, which is linked in the episode description. Episode 3, Shade Grown, was written and directed by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu, sound editing by Kiana Triana, and music by Damon Wallace. This episode featured Catastrophe VA as the barista, Arizona Johnson as Alex and Young Alex, and Rachel Bell as Kai and Young Kai. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in episode 4, Siphon. Thank you for listening.